Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, everybody. It's about 12:15 p.m. here on the East Coast, and we have some very unfortunate breaking news, but still major nonetheless, that we can go ahead and share with all of you. U.S. Central Command has now announced on January 28th, three U.S. service members were killed and 25 injured from a one-way attack UAS, that's referred to as an attack drone, that impacted at a base in northeast Jordan near the Syrian border. As a matter of respect for the families, in accordance with DOD policies, the identities of the service members being withheld here now for the next 24 hours until their next of kin have gone ahead and be identified. President Biden also issued a major statement from the White House that I can hear for all of you. They say, quote, "Today, America's heart is heavy. Last night, three U.S. service members were killed, many wounded during an unmanned aerial drone attack on our forces stationed in northeast Jordan near the Syrian border. While we are still gathering the facts of this attack, we know it was carried out by, quote, a radical Iran-backed militant group operating in Syria and Iraq. Jill and I joined the families and friends of our fallen, the Americans across the country, in grieving the loss. These service members embodied the very best of our nation, unwavering in their bravery." So the top line, obviously, is that three unfortunate U.S. service members were killed in this attack. Initially, they're not assigning blame to any specific group, but they are claiming it is, quote, a radical Iranian-backed militant group. Interestingly, they are saying they are operating in Syria and Iraq, raising the question of this is a multi-pronged attack, whether it was a single group on one side of the border, whether it was a cross-border type of operation. The top line also, in terms of their response, they said that they reserved the right to respond. Quote, "We will hold all those responsible to account at a time and in a manner of our choosing," raising questions about what exactly that is going to mean. So in terms of some little bit more of the detail, it's very, very early that this is all happening right now. I'm going to go ahead and share the BBC News here. They say that in general, in terms of quoting, they note a very interesting statistic. They say Jordan has housed U.S. military bases for some time, and it is estimated there are about 3,000 American troops who are typically stationed there. And of course, they also highlight that earlier this month, two new U.S. Navy SEALs are presumed dead by the U.S. military after they were missing during an operation off the coast of Somalia. But these are the first American service members actually killed on the ground in a attack like this since the war between Israel and Gaza began more than 100 days ago. This is obviously going to be a major piece of escalation in terms of what the U.S. response will look like with the Iranian groups. They're ascribing blame to Iranian groups. We don't know yet whether this was directed by Tehran or not, what the U.S. intelligence agencies and all of that are saying. But nonetheless, I think we're going to be hearing about this for quite some time, in the future. It's a very dangerous, dangerous moment. I don't think it's a surprise this happened in Jordan. It was almost certainly a message because Jordan is very close, to Israel. And it's possible that if some sort of justification or any of that were to come out, this is purely speculation on my part. I want to be clear that, perhaps they would claim that these military assets were assisting with the Israeli military campaign. I could see something like that as some sort of quote unquote justification. Nonetheless, nonetheless, you know, escalation now between Tehran and Washington is going to go dramatically sky high. And it raises questions as well as to, you know, what the overall U.S. military posture is. But don't forget, we have tens of thousands of American troops all across this region. And unfortunately, it was basically a matter of time since this happened. We've had so many attacks on U.S. troops in bases in Iraq and in Syria. Not to mention the U.S. Navy, which is currently in a tit for tat with the Houthi rebels that, you know, kept saying it only takes one. It only takes one for a U.S. service member. And in this case, I mean, this is clearly a very directed attack because you have multiple, more than a dozen U.S. service members who are also injured on top of the three that were killed in this drone attack. So there's going to be a lot of questions in the coming days and in the hours. Obviously, Crystal and I will have a show for everybody tomorrow. We're going to break down everything that we know. Very likely we could see military action actually happen as soon as tonight. It's very possible. We will be monitoring that. We'll bring everybody the breaking news. There are also definitely going to be major calls from U.S. lawmakers about escalating the situation, possibly calling for war with Iran. So it's a dangerous moment here for the world, and all of it, all eyes really are going to be all this. We'll be monitoring the situation for the remainder of the day, and we'll bring everybody updates tomorrow. Just want to say thank you again to our premium members, which enable breaking news segments and things like this. And thank you to our production team as well, which always able to help, you know, breaking moments, things like this, to be able to bring all of our audience the news. And we appreciate you all very much. And to all of our troops out there, I hope you guys stay safe. And, you know, I pray that this does not escalate any further than this. But that is all that we can really say at this moment. I'll see you guys later.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.